Blog Talk Radio.
Have mercy on me, Lord. I just can't seem to get it right. Please don't give up on me, Lord. But let me find favor in your sight. I don't have to sin every day. One day I'll be just like Christ. But only if you have mercy.
The problem
there
was no way out.
I don't have to
be good. Made everything okay.
But only if you have mercy.
So thankful, don't deserve enough. I've been over and over and over again. And even after I repent, and I'm sure not to commit the same sin, I still am not being free. I wanna be what you want me to be, but it will be only by your mercy. Day and night, mercy, mercy, mercy in my cry, Lord.
Mercy,
please, Lord, that I'm begging you to keep on falling, and I don't know what to
do.
Oh Lord, won't you help me, please? I'm crying down on my knees.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to our Morning Words of Encouragement. I am your host, Danielle. Thank you all so much for tuning in on today. If it is your first time being here with us, we welcome you, and we invite you to continue joining us Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. We also ask that you invite others to join the call as well. Our Morning of Encouragement is a ministry of Central Church of Christ located in Smyrna, Georgia, where Brother Willie Bradshaw is minister. Today's words of encouragement will be presented by Brother Ben Griffin. The message is entitled, Compassionate About Our Message, and comes from 1 John chapter 1, verses 1 through 4. We ask that you all please stop whatever it is you are doing to find yourselves a quiet corner and prepare to listen to the words God has placed upon his heart to share with us all on today. Immediately following the words of encouragement, he will close us out with a word of prayer. Brother Griffin, you are on the air.
Good morning, everyone. Thank you for such a warm welcome, Sister Danielle. Certainly today is the day the Lord has made, and we must rejoice and be glad in it. We are at that time of the year, again, that season where everyone is trying to be jolly and enjoy this sacred holiday that has been labeled by our country, but to many is the Lord's days, Lord's season, and there's controversy, there's gladness, there's sadness at this time of year. But what more so is important than anything to criticism and the question of the authenticity of Jesus Christ, whether one believed that he was born on December 25th or not, that's one thing. There's no biblical proof for that, but nevertheless, we know that he's the reason for the season. But yet and still, this time of the year, there are those who are naysayers, those who don't believe in Christ anyway, question his authenticity. And so those who are trying to enjoy this time with family, I have to deal with the critics about the time of the year. And so today, I just want to just remind us and encourage us again and again, that we must be compassionate about our message about Jesus. This is just a precursor of that he does exist, because if he never had existed, the conversation wouldn't be active anyway. But every Christian must have a message from Jesus, whether it's this time of the year or other times of the year. First century believers, because of their confession of faith in Christ, were persecuted. And those of us who have like faith in Christ today will also be persecuted. Furthermore, the Apostle Peter, 1 Peter 3:15, encourages all believers to be prepared to give a defense of their reason for believing in Jesus the Christ. The early saints truly had real challenges to face, and we will have them today. Of course, the background to this passage involved those within the church who lost their way because of their philosophy that Jesus was not the Christ in the flesh. They contend that all flesh was naturally evil and that only spirit was good. Therefore, they concluded, their conclusion was that if Jesus was the Christ, come in the flesh, then he could not be the Son of God. Well, this scripture condemns this false conclusion. We see in 2 John 7, it talks about he who confessed not that Christ is come in the flesh, he is an antichrist. So those in the first century say that Christ never did come, and there are those today who say he never came. But the writer of this epistle says, in essence, you say what you wish. We know that Jesus has come in the flesh, because we have heard him, seen him, looked upon him, and handled the word of life. There are some things that you know, and no one can convince you otherwise. This should be one of those things. As Christians, we must have a compassionate message about Christ and be passionate about our message, regardless of what the adversary may say. Let's share with the audience for a moment this passage in 1 John 1-4. It says, that which was from the beginning, which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes, which we have looked upon, and our hands have handled the word of life. For the life is manifest, and we have seen it, and bear witness, and show unto you that eternal life, which was with the Father, and was manifest unto us. That which we have seen and heard, declare we unto you, that ye may also have fellowship with us. And truly our fellowship is with the Father and with the Son of Jesus Christ. And these things write we unto you, that you may, that your joy may be full. This is the message which we have heard of him, and declare unto you that God is light, and in him no darkness at all. Now, what we want to understand today is that regardless of this time of the year, whether he is born on December 25th or not, which no one can prove or disprove. But the fact of the matter is this, that Jesus is, and in him there is no darkness at all. But more so I want to say along the line of passion, or being passionate about our message. People like yourself and I once lived in a certain way, which we no longer live. And the reason we no longer live about that is because of what the message concerning Christ has done to us. Because of the change, knowing that Jesus is, has changed us. Going through moments in our life, not knowing how to get out of those moments, we were able to escape because our relationship and our knowledge of Jesus Christ. When those who have offended us, abused us, challenged us, falsely accused us, and we were able to live beyond attacking them physically or verbally, it's because of our relationship with Christ that we didn't retaliate, take vengeance into our own hands. And so when people try to denounce that Jesus is, that Jesus ever was, that Christ came into the flesh, we must be compassionate about our message. And so you can say whatever you choose to say, but I know because of that man, Jesus, I'm who I am today. You see, some things can't be denied. Yeah, you don't have to be a Bible scholar. You have to know Greek. You don't have to know Latin. You have to know Hebrew, French, German, or anything. But the English Bible alone can get you to a point that you can be passionate about the message. Sometimes we need to ask ourselves, what stirs us to have passion, a passionate message? Well, let's say that that whatever made Jesus passionate should motivate us to be passionate as well. Jesus was moved with compassion when he saw the mass of lost souls. When you just look at television today and you see the lost souls that have been advertised, and you know they have no way, you know they're lurking in darkness. When you drive in certain neighborhoods, in certain towns, big cities, you know, and you see the way people conduct themselves, the way people act them, you know that something's not right. The Apostle Paul was stirred as he saw the whole city given over to idolatry. Do we ever find ourselves filled with compassion for the lost and doing something about it? You see, we realize that there's a new and better way. And even though there are those who oppose the new and better way, and at some point, many do recognize that there's a new and better way, and they try to embrace it. Sometimes it's later on in life, and sometimes it's nearly too late, but they generally do. See, a sense of purpose should stir us to have a passionate message. This motivating force is seen in our Lord's conversation with the Samaritan woman at the well. While speaking with her, his disciples marveled at what his motive might be. Jesus explained, to do the will of him who sent me, to accomplish his work. We need to realize that by the church, whatever the church is responsible for doing, we know main one thing is to seek and save the lost. So what then is our purpose? Do we have the same sense of purpose in our message? There are those who need to be made known the manifold wisdom. This is one of the commission actions of the church, to make known the manifold wisdom of God. We are to educate the world about Christ, about God, about salvation, sin, forgiveness. The world is not to educate us. So the love of the Father should stir us to a compassionate message. Jesus had experienced the love of the Father, which prompted him to love others. But it went beyond that. That love was such that he wanted to share it with others. We must have that much compassion about our message that we want to share with others. Just the other day, I was noticing a commercial about eyeglasses. And there was these two women on each side of a chasm or a canyon or a valley in a big mountain, and one was hollering from the other side, get your free checkup with Vision Works. And one on the other side said, well, how can you see that I'm twitching from over there? And the lady on the other side said, I can't. I'm just telling everybody about it. You see, I take that commercial and I try to find a great message in it, and how that, no, we can't see the sin in everyone's life. We can't see the hurt in everyone's life. We can't see the shadowness of everyone's life. There's a lot of things we can't see in everyone's life. But if we just tell everyone about Jesus every time we get, we are running to someone who's listening to us and they're impacted by our message. See, this lady was twitching because she needed new glasses. But she didn't know, the other lady didn't know. We don't know where people are in their journey towards eternity. We just tell everybody we see that Jesus is the light of the world. And that way, we won't miss anyone. And so we need to be compassionate about our message, about salvation has come down from heaven, and every man is entitled to be saved through the saving message of Jesus Christ. And so, again, as our lesson today, there's so many other things to say, just such as the terror of the Lord should stir us to a compassionate message. The joy set before us should stir us to tell the message. Also, our message must be that Jesus is the Son of God. He's coming to the world to save the world, of which you and I can receive that salvation. And so then, let's spend the remainder of this year, regardless of our position and what we think about the Christmas day and whatever, it's just to be nice and kind and special to others. But more so, let's have compassion about our message, because you who on this call, I must safely assume that Jesus has changed your life. Regardless of the day, you can be compassionate about the change that has taken place in your life, and that you can share with others regardless of how they feel about the reason for the season or the man or person of the season. May God bless you and may it keep you as our message today. Let us pray. Merciful God, thank you for this moment and time that you allowed us to have. We pray within our heart and our soul and our spirit that Jesus came down as an infant, innocent. He lived and he died, he's buried, and he rose again the third day. And now he's saving every people, everywhere, every day. We pray that we have this message of compassion. Because of the change that's taking place in our life, we can say, yes, he has touched my life. I've seen him. I've walked with him. I've been with him because Jesus has changed your life. And he has changed the adversary's life as well. We just pray for guidance and mercy throughout the remainder of this year. Not many days hence, we will go into a whole new year. We just pray that you be with us as you've been with us in 2022, as you've been with us in 2023. We want to thank everyone for this call, who've been supporting this telecast for these many years. We just pray that you continue to moderate, to spread the goodness, that tell everybody know that we're on the call and they can be on the call. They can hear words 5 days a week. You know, these short, little brief messages does a lot for me, and I know it'll do a lot for you. So let us be encouraged, be of good cheer. Let's be compassionate about our message of the Christ. Have a great day.